We need to do this my way, LaRouche had told them. No shock troop bullshit. Slow and quiet, and then we take them quick. If you trust me to handle this. LaRouche threaded his way through cold, bare trees, trying to keep his feet light on all the dried leaves. First, he would look around, standing as still as the trees around him. He would see if there was anything straight ahead of him, and he would listen to the woods. They were quiet in the way that only winter could bring. No insects to chirp, no night birds to call out. The odd, basal rumble of the world existing in silence. Like if you listened hard enough, you could just hear the gears in the center of the earth churning as they kept the planet spinning. The sense of some vast machinery. It was an odd noise that came in wilderness places, and it was a noise that LaRouche had never become accustomed to. Then he would bring one foot forward and slowly ease it down into the leaves, watching where he was stepping, trying to decipher in the starlight the difference between leaves and branches and the jumbles of shapes underneath him. He would take a few slow steps, and then he would stop again. It took time to make up distance this way, but that was what he had told them, slow and quiet. Behind him, he could just barely hear the footsteps of Clyde, moving as stealthily as LaRouche was. LaRouche had not learned to move in the woods from the military. With so much taking place in urban environments, a rocky desert, they didn't spend a whole lot of time teaching woodland movement. What he knew of moving through the woods, he learned from a lifetime of bow hunting. It would be bow season right now, come to think of it. After maybe an hour of moving this way, they came to the point where LaRouche was beginning to recognize things. The white farmhouse set back in the trees. The cluster of tents and campers and shanties. The dirt road that plunged straight through the trees to this little hideout in the woods. A single campfire smoldering. The shape of a man with his back to the embers. Patterson Place. LaRouche sank down into a crouch and looked behind him. A few yards back, he could see Clyde standing there, half concealed by the trunk of a tree. The lenses of his glasses shone faintly in the starlight, not enough to give him away unless you were already looking for him. LaRouche reached out a hand and motioned Clyde forward with a single wave of his fingers. The other man chose his footing carefully and made his way to LaRouche in a few steps, kneeling down close enough that their shoulders brushed. He knew as well as LaRouche that voices carried a long, long way, and in order for them to communicate, their whispers had to be quieter than rustling leaves. LaRouche leaned in close to him, the man who had saved him, and cursed him all at once. Rescued? Captured? What difference did it make? LaRouche was a device that was useful for little else besides hurting and killing other people. It was his talent. It didn't matter whose hands swung an axe. It cut wood all the same. LaRouche was that axe, doing what it was made to do, but maybe providing fuel for the fires of the wrong people. Could you blame the axe for that? You are not an axe. And you will burn in hell for the things that you do. You are a man. A bad man. With his mouth almost to Clyde's ear, LaRouche whispered, "We're gonna do this a little different than what we said." Clyde looked at him, alarm clearly on his face. His hand snaked up to his face, a single finger pushing his glasses back up. LaRouche, we're here for the guns and the food. LaRouche said firmly. That's it. No prisoners. No women. Guns and food. So what are you gonna do? Clyde's voice went scarily close to getting too loud, but he seemed to catch himself and brought it back down. You gonna let them all go? LaRouche nodded. The women and children.